there was some back and forth about actually the next thing we were going to talk about. So we have a case, we have the trials. Now I want to dig into the clinical pragmatics. And I put together a bunch of things that I heard from you all when I spent the time interviewing you all. And I'm going to throw it back to you and see whether you agree with what I heard from you all. So I saw there was some interesting back and forth in the chat room about testing. And I guess one thing that I see kind of looking from 30,000 feet as looking at all these cancers, Dave, is the fact that theoretically you can do germline testing. You can just look for BRCA, or you can look for a whole bunch of stuff. That's a panel. You can look for BRCA in the tissue, or you can send a comprehensive thing and look for 3,500 genes, including BRCA. I guess the bottom line is, theoretically, if you want to catch everything, not worry about spending money, et cetera, you could do all of them. Is that right, Dave? In other words, you're going to miss a few patients if you just do germline, miss a few if you just look at the tissue?
Well, I think there's a couple of ways to look at this. The multiplex testing identifies mutations beyond BRCA. We have just recently heard, and I've had the honor to publish, on the importance of RAD51C and D. And I don't want to get too much in the weeds on all the different mutations, but there are some mutations that act just like BRCA that we absolutely need to identify from a treatment standpoint. But what else? If I just check somatic, that's going to identify patients with BRCA. But when the patient's sitting in front of me, I'm not going to be able to tell her if this is only in her tissue, a somatic mutation, or is it also in her genes, which, by the way, then her children may be impacted or her brothers and sisters may be impacted. And so then we have to wait another couple of weeks to get the germline back. In addition, the data is really unclear, but we know we're going to miss some mutations, especially the large rearrangements or the large deletions or those just pinpoint mutations if we just look at the tissue, while getting the germline or the genes and the tissue will let us catch all those patients who are going to need family counseling, cascade testing, and huge impact on potentially the decisions I make in treatment.
So really astute question in the chat room. Someone said with niraparib, we mentioned that the trial where everybody benefited. So the question is, why do you have to even test? Just give it to everybody. But one thing is, it is great to know what kind of benefit you're going to get ahead of time. You know, maybe it's going to factor into your decision whether to even use it or not. And that gets back to this question that we asked here, which is, what's the minimum that has to be done in every patient with ovarian cancer, regardless of whether they have a family history? And I would answer that question, Jenny, to say BRCA germline, that you have to look for BRCA germline. Now, it really makes a lot of sense to look at somatic. You can do panel. Most investigators look for everything. But at a minimum, when you see this kind of benefit that we've just described, Jenny, agree or disagree? I'm kind of like forcing you to agree. But
no, I do. I agree. I agree.
Because, I mean, not everybody has access to sophisticated technology, but I think everybody can get a BRCA germline test on.
Yep. So we germline test all of our patients for BRCA mutations. And then if they are negative, we're kind of in the middle of figuring out what exactly we're going to be doing. But so far, if they're negative, then that's kind of when we do somatic. Or later down, if they progress, that's another time you could do a snapshot or take some of their tissue and look at it.
And actually, there's a great slide in Shannon's deck that talks about the fact that you can kind of do this reflex approach where you can just do germline first, then see if it's negative, then you do. So, you know, again, I refer you to Shannon's talk.